from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Ah, the sciatica is acting up. I'm coughing. Total mess. Pat's worried about me, but we'll be fine.
You've been burping a lot.
Yeah. Well, you need to unplug.
Unplug what? Unplug, blow in the cartridge and plug myself back in?
You're very, what's the word? Gaseous?
Yeah. Yeah, I got a lot going on over here.
Yeah, you're like a...
I don't think a six-month-old and a morning show is the best combination for
healthy. You wear it well. You wear it well, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I look at pictures of me before my first daughter was born.
Get used to it.
4.5 years ago. I've aged.
Get used to it.
So bad, yeah.
Not everyone can be like this guy over here that...
I know.
You know.
I feel awful.
Hasn't touched a weight in 5 years and looks like he's...
Yeah.
You know,
it's
Mr.
Great.
Olympia.
It's great that you feel... I mean, it's bad that you feel awful, but you look...
Thank you.
You look
fine.
You know,
guys like... there's certain guys that... Now, Doran worked his you-know-what off in the weight room. But there are guys that we played with that would show up eating McDonald's and then just like Aaron Berry and LaShawn. They show up. Remember the McWings they had? He would show up eating those for a morning run and
then just
toast everybody.
Toast everybody.
I would be vomiting profusely.
Oh, my God.
I'd have to take Tums.
Was Revis a big fast food guy?
I don't know. I didn't play with Darrell. But these guys, Doran.
Looks like he is now.
How's Pat White doing? His thumb better?
It's been 17 years. I'm sure the thumb is fine.
Why you gotta take
scars,
why you gotta
go?
Why you
gotta scars go? Last forever. Pat, last forever. Yeah.
When was your last Pro Football Hall of Famer at West Virginia?
Oh, who cares?
Been a while, huh?
Who cares?
Ever?
I was actually thinking about this. Yes, Sam. Huh?
Major White and the
Major Harris.
Harris.
You conflicted the two. So we should do this before the. The backyard brawl.
When it comes to Pro Football Hall of Famers, all-time teams, you got nothing.
I mean, we have Mount Rushmore all time.
Okay.
If you put the
best Pitt team
of all time against the best Western, it would be...
The backups. Pitt backups. We could put
85-0.
Second team against West Virginia's first team.
Now, just hold up for a second here, and Callis, you have to understand good radio is when you can hear the people talking.
Oh, sorry, the power of the music was taking your voice away. That's my... Yeah.
So...
Thanks, Callis.
If you do a draft from 2000 to now, I'm telling you,
what?
It's a battle.
What?
What?
In terms of collegiate performance, absolutely.
Larry Fitzgerald, Aaron Donald, LaShawn McCoy.
Larry Fitzgerald in college.
Yeah, we're talking. Yeah.
I will take Stedman Bailey and
what?
I'll put him right up there next to Larry Fitzgerald.
Is he out of his mind right now?
Stedman, did he win the Biletnikoff?
Did he ever have 24 touchdown catches in a season? It's a lot closer than you think is all I'm saying.
Yeah, it's...
Because Tavon Austin, who cares what he... I don't care what he did in the NFL. What did he do in college if
we're
comparing?
You'd have Antonio Bryant. Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
Tyler Boyd. Jordan Addison.
You wouldn't take Tavon Austin before most of those guys?
No.
Tavon Austin in college. You're not taking him.
Not over Larry Fitzgerald.
You're not taking over Antonio Bryant?
No.
Okay. Stedman Bailey, 24 touchdowns. I mean, stop me whenever Larry Fitzgerald does that in college. That's all I'm saying.
You can't be serious right now, right?
Of course I'm serious.
You taking Slayton over McCoy?
James Conner?
Slayton and Conner are close.
Yeah.
Slayton's explosive.
So I think if you don't think about what's been done in the NFL, right. I think you would be surprised as we start breaking it down just how close it is.
I would say this. I'll give you a little bit of credit. I'll take
quarterback every day.
I think on paper, Pitt smokes West Virginia in terms of accolades. If you just looked at it, Aaron Donald won 4 major college awards.
Mm-hmm.
He had nobody that's done that at West Virginia. Nobody.
I mean, they did just have a consensus All-American cornerback last year in Beanie Bishop, lest you forget.
Did he win the Bednarik, the Lombardi?
We had the Outland. We had a Remington Award winner.
A what?
Remington, best center in the country.
Okay.
Best center in the country.
Okay, that would characterize as a straw.
It's tremendous.
Larry Fitzgerald and Antonio Bryant have both won the Biletnikoff.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Addison won the. We have 3 Biletnikoff winners at receiver. And you're telling me Tavon Austin,
years.
Stedman, Bailey are better than them?
In the last 25
what
years.
I'm going to give you credit on is if you lined up and played
mm-hmm.
the way. Because West Virginia has largely played the same way for the last couple decades, right? They've had small, fast receivers,
mm-hmm.
and they've found a way to get them the ball in space. They're dangerous. They're good. Now, if you go all-time team.
Well, we're not doing all-time team.
You put Marino back there?
That's great. Put Marino back there. Hey, fine. Okay. But Marino, you talk all time. If you talk all time, you take Pitt against anybody.
Anybody.
Yes.
Anybody. No question about that. No question.
This is an interesting discussion. We
shouldn't have done this now, but we couldn't help it. We all care so much.
He took a shot at Revis.
You do have a good point, Pat. Like the offense that, like if you put Tavon Austin, Pat White, Slayton, Devine, that is a powerful offense.
That would be hard to stop. I'm going to throw something.
Geno.
I'd take Geno over Pat White.
What?
I mean, Geno.
Really?
Geno, in terms of 4 years, had a much better career than Kenny Pickett.
He didn't have a better season than Kenny, though.
He had a similar season Pickett did to that of Will Greer. Both guys top 5 Heisman. It's an interesting food for thought conversation that we are having.
This is why this rivalry is awesome.
29 days in advance, yeah.
29 days? Are you counting down?
Well, we both are, me and Doran.
Yeah, because I want to see you. I want to see, first of all, I hope Fields returns a kick this year. Because I want to see this guy. I want to see this guy field a live punt. And I want to see, like.
They'd call it a dead punt.
After the fact,
yeah.
That just spiraled out of control.
It did, but I think it was fun. I think it was fun.
I know it was fun.
But at the end of the day, you guys would have a high-powered offense, but our offense would absolutely demolish your defense.
So, okay,
more than your offense would demolish our defense.
I didn't want to go here with
this. I'm just saying, I can't help
it. All this great talent.
Would you put Dingle and Barry at defensive
tackle? All this great talent that you guys want to be braggadocious about.
Yeah, I know.
And for the last 20, would you take West Virginia's last 25 years or Pitt's? You're taking West Virginia's. Absolutely.
As a program or all-time team?
No, he's talking about as a program.
Because you talk about all the talent.
They've been ranked more.
BCS champ.
That's not what we're talking about, though.
Yeah. No,
well, that's what I'm talking about now.
It's one of the more confounding parts of, I love Pitt football. I'm infatuated with it. Doran's the same way. It's one of the more confounding things is when you look at all the Pro Football Hall of Famers of late for Pitt. Aaron Donald's record is probably just a bit over 500. Darrell Revis's might be at 500 or slightly ahead. Larry's is above 500. LaShawn's would be well above 500, but he had a below 500 year in 2007. It's unbelievable you have these generational talents, like players that define the position they've played. Larry Fitzgerald's a Mount Rushmore receiver. He's in the top 5 of all time. Aaron Donald's probably the best defensive tackle 3 techniques ever lived. Darrell Revis is they named something after him. I mean,
an island?
Yeah. I don't go there. Define the position. Now you go back to the 80s, those guys were like 33-3.
Right.
Hugh Green and Dan Marino, but the guys of late, you're right. I mean, it's unbelievable that the records are not reflective of the talent that's been there.
But to say nothing of the ACC championship a couple of years ago. Like, I can't conveniently omit that from my argument. That does matter. That does matter.
It does matter, but
the conference fit matters too. It just does. And I'm angered by that still. But we've taken up a lot of time to do something that we should have waited like 28 days to do.
We'll bring it back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.